favourite start of the day at 27 for no loss. It was a difficult session last night, but then 56 overs lost today. What do you do with the day when it's like that and you've got to hang around?
Not much, really. I mean, obviously going to have a little bit of practice indoors and do what you can there, and then, you know, you just got to mule around for a bit and, you know, try and have a bit of fun in the changing room or whatever, and, you know, just try and keep your mind off the game, and then, you know, when you get told when you're going to start switching on and getting into the right frame of mind to play.
And what do you do overnight on a night like this when you've got 98 not out on the scoreboard? Anything different there?
Not really. Might just chill out, have a nice cold drink and, you know, just enjoy it, really. I mean, you know, we're in a good position now, about 60 behind with only 3 wickets lost, so, you know, hopefully we can go on from there and get a decent lead and put ourselves in a really good position.
It's a funny thing, though, isn't it, in cricket? It's just 2 runs away from 3 figures, but they're a big 2 runs, aren't they? And it'd be your first century at Headingley, well, that would mean a lot to you, I'm sure.
Definitely, yeah, but, I mean, you know, you just got to play every ball back tomorrow morning and go out and, you know, set myself out to bat all day, try and get as many as possible and get us in a really good position.
After losing early wickets there, three went down. Johnny Bairstow came out and joined you, an unbroken 94 partnership there for the 4th wicket. That was crucial, really.
Yeah, I thought Johnny played really well. He played within himself a bit because obviously he naturally scores very quickly, and, you know, he played a very mature innings there. You know, and he could have been in a bit of trouble if he'd lost a couple of wickets there. So I think, to his credit, he played fantastically well, and, you know, we're now in a quite strong position. Hopefully, we can move on from that tomorrow.
Some of the southern media are kind of criticising Johnny for a couple of test matches, not being able to play the short ball, etc. Up in Yorkshire, we know he's a lot better than that, don't we?
Definitely. I mean, you know, he's always been a good player of the short ball. And, you know, it's easy to scrutinise someone after, you know, one mistake, but, you know, he's a great player and I'm sure he'll come back really hard, and if he gets another opportunity, he'll definitely prove himself.
Hopefully the weather will be a bit better tomorrow, and it's a case now we're just pushing on and getting as far ahead, hopefully, of Northants as possible.
Definitely. I mean, we can't really control the weather, so we just do our bits, and then hopefully we're in a good position come the end of tomorrow night, and, you know, we can start to think about getting a good result.
Well played today. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much, James. Cheers.